Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me as they have, I found out this is the ninth year that the Iosco Elves will be joining me as Cheryl Southworth is here. How are you today, Cheryl?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. And also here, your silent partners. Deb Hill is here, also one of the Iosco Elves, right?
That's right.
All right. And also George Sermon is here from the Taos Area Elks, and you guys worked in combination with them for the annual basket raffle.
We did. This is our second year with the Elks,
yeah,
and they were nice enough a third year.
Third year with the Elks. Okay.
Time flies
it
when
does,
you have
doesn't
fun.
It? Yeah.
Anyway, they were nice enough to let us go under their name so we could get the raffle license and teamed up with us, and it's worked out awesome.
It sounds like it. Every year it does. And of course, how many baskets were raffled off this year?
We had 7 this year.
All right.
For a total of 1648.
Very nice. And now that $1,600 plus goes to do what?
All to Iosco families for Christmas dinners and presents.
Very nice. All right. And that'll go a long way, won't it?
It will.
That's
it
right.
Will.
And of course, also, the baskets were at Neiman's for a while, too, or they could buy their raffle tickets there, too,
We
right?
took them there one night,
yeah.
Yes, and sold tickets. And
yeah. Because I know in past years we've had Nate in here to help you guys out, too. We've had a crowd before, but...
We have. We kind of shrunk down this year, but that's all right.
That's all right. The key people are here. That's for sure. All right. Now, Cheryl, are we ready to do the basket drawings?
We are.
All right. And it looks like that George is going to reach in and pull out. Now, which basket's this?
This is the number one basket, which is Living the American Dream.
Living the American Dream. All right. George is reaching in. Looks like quite a few in there. Must have been a very nice basket.
This one actually is a... A wooden flag with $110 worth of lottery tickets.
Ooh,
on it.
Oh, nice. So you could live the American dream, all
you
right?
You could. And the winner of that basket is Sue Sterling.
Sue Sterling, congratulations. You have won the American dream. Nice. All right. Now, basket number 2. I'll let you write there. We got to get everything official here.
This
basket
one
number
is
2.
Family game night.
Family game night. All right. And George, reach on in there. What does a family game night entail? Do you know?
It has two totes full of all different kinds of games, and this one goes to Iosco families. So we will split that up between the families for the names that we get, and they'll win all those games.
Very nice. So kind of an anonymous donor there.
Yes.
Went for it. That's a nice thing to do. All right. Very good. So 2 of our 7 baskets are drawn now. So what's our basket number 3?
This one is, I'm sorry, Kevin. This one is Winter Was Made for Warm Blankets and Books.
Ah, okay.
And it has all kinds of Michigan products.
Very nice. All right. Now basket number 3.
That one goes to Krista Peters.
Krista Peters. Congratulations to Krista, and thank you for helping support the Iosco County Less Fortunate. All right, 3 baskets down, 4 to go. What do we got with basket number 4?
This is the Country Christmas Wagon.
Country Christmas Wagon.
It's kind of an old-fashioned looking wagon with all kinds of neat items in it.
Very good. All right. And
that one is Beth Borowski.
Beth Borowski. Congratulations. Another winner. Basket number 4. As we are up to basket number 5.
This one is A Blizzard Night by Firelight.
A Blizzard Night by Firelight. Reaching in, what does that basket entail?
That one has things for if the power goes out.
Yeah.
And all kinds of neat items in there.
Sure.
I can't remember everything in there.
No, I don't.
There's
That's
so
all
much
right.
stuff. But
okay.
That one goes to Fred Briggs.
Fred Briggs, congratulations, Fred. Basket number 5 winner there. Now, each of the raffle tickets were $1. Hopefully, a lot of people bought a lot of tickets to help out. All right. Basket number 6.
This is Love from Neiman's.
Oh, well.
And this basket was donated from Neiman's.
Very
and
nice.
It has some piccabaloni and cheese and crackers and all kinds of yummy stuff in there.
Perfect. All right. And George is reaching in and pulling out...
Dimitri Max.
Dimitri Max, you've got basket number 6 from our good friends at Neiman's. And our 7th and final basket, we're about ready to draw that.
This is Campfire Fun.
Campfire Fun. I would imagine all kinds of good stuff around the campfire.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it actually has a great big fire pit.
Very good. All right.
Francis Mathy.
Francis Mathy. Congratulations, winner of basket number 7. So congratulations to all of our winners out there, and thank you for donating to help out less fortunate families. Now, you had some sponsors, some people you'd like to thank before we wrap this up?
We did. Yeah. Print and Go and Nicole Palumbo, the mm-hmm. prosecuting attorney, yeah. they have paid for the tickets.
All right.
And then the Elks
right.
are always generous to us, and Neiman's as
yes.
well.
All right.
And everyone at the courthouse for putting the baskets together.
Exactly.
And all the people that bought the basket tickets.
There you go. All the Iosco Elves and the Taos Area Elks. And always a pleasure to have you guys in. It seems like every year it's getting faster and faster, isn't it?
It is.
Wow. All right. For Deb Hill, George Sermon from the Taos Elks, and Cheryl Southworth, thanks for joining us. And we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.